Fine. Well, coming up on the 23rd, that is the start of fall semester for Lorain County Community College. And on the line with us this morning is Tracy Green to tell us all about some of the things that are getting people ready and excited to get back to school. Good morning, Tracy. How are you today?
Oh, good morning. I am doing wonderful. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, we appreciate you coming by. So I guess the fall semester, as I mentioned, starts August 23rd. So you already got people starting to sign up and figuring out what their educational plan will be, right?
We do. You know, it's just 20 days away, but we are in full swing with bringing students back, getting them registered, getting them their books, helping them with financial aid and other grants are available to make sure they have that strong start come August 23rd.
And there's people coming from all sorts of things, whether it's from graduating from school, looking for the next part of their career, maybe people going to get re-educated because there's a lot of shift in the job market. Talk a little bit about some of the opportunities there.
Absolutely. You know, we are the community's college, so for everyone in the community. And so we offer programs that really relate back to the careers in this area. And so we have programs that are as short as 16 weeks that can be completed to get an industry-recognized credential and get a job. Those are called our fast-track programs. And then we offer all the way to the bachelor's and master's degree through our university partnership. So truly, there is something at Lorain County Community College for everyone. And, you know, in this transition time, higher education and preparing for good jobs and having the skills is really important. And it's really important for those employers who are out there who are hiring and looking for that skilled talent. And so you'll find that as look at August 23rd. To start a new semester and to maybe change, like you mentioned, change career paths. And so we've got programs in IT and healthcare and advanced manufacturing that really align to where the good jobs are at in our community.
Tracy, there was a lot of remote learning last year because of the pandemic, but I'm guessing that remote learning really is nothing new to the college. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So, you know, that was a fortunate foundation we had going into and faced with the challenges of the pandemic. We had already had a number of courses that were offered online. But during the last year, we also developed some new ways to help students that will continue this year because of the challenging schedules that our students keep, whether they're working or raising a family. So we have, during the last year, we've launched actually four different ways to take classes at Lorain County Community College. The traditional online at your own pace, you can log in and do your coursework at midnight, to what's called online live. So it meets at set times during the week, but you're doing it from a remote location. And that could be, you know, from your home, from your employer, from anywhere that you have an internet connection. And of course, our on-campus classes are back and offered, as well as what we call blended. So a student, you know, may have a challenging schedule and can't get to campus 2 to 3 times a week, but they could get there one day a week and then do the rest of the coursework online. So we really wanted to develop a schedule that works for all types of students, whether they're coming straight out of high school and want that more traditional experience, to working adults who really have a lot to juggle. But in terms of our class schedule, it looks very much like it did pre-pandemic.
And, of course, we know that it's very affordable. Let's talk about that, you being named most affordable college in Ohio for associate and bachelor's degrees.
Yeah, that came out maybe less than a month or so ago from the Department of Education. And, you know, our college has always prided itself through our trustees of keeping tuition extremely affordable for our community, knowing that about 70% of our students require some form of financial assistance to attend, even though we are one of the lowest in the state and in net price, lowest across the board for associate and bachelor's degrees. And that's really that deep commitment to making education of high quality and very affordable. That also extends to the bachelor's degree. So, you know, the university partnership is going to be celebrating its 25th anniversary this upcoming year. And that is the most affordable path to a bachelor's degree. We now offer over 100 bachelor's and master's degree programs. And in that bachelor's degree area, most of the time, over 50% of those programs, students can take 3 years from Lorain County Community College at our low tuition rates and 1 year at the partner college or university. And we're talking colleges like Ohio State, Cleveland State, Bowling Green, 14 colleges and universities delivering these programs right on our campus. So on average, students can save close to $75,000 on the cost of a bachelor's degree. Now, that means they're staying here, they're living at home and coming to campus, but you really just can't beat that value. And that's a real point of pride for our institution, is to make sure that we're delivering high-quality, relevant education at the most affordable cost.
Right, and then those who graduate, when they get an employment, they hit the ground running, and they're not just worried chasing a debt that they need to kind of fulfill before they can kind of get on with their careers and their life. Let's talk about the smart manufacturing technology that's over there, what that offers to the businesses and the people in the community.
Sure. So we know Ohio, and particularly Lorain County, has always had a really strong roots in manufacturing. Manufacturing has changed dramatically over the decades, and the addition of robotics and automation has moved manufacturing into an advanced, highly technological space. And the jobs that manufacturing offers require a high-level skill set that can operate, code, fix these machines, and create that competitive edge for our employers. Well, through Lorain County Community College and offered in our Campana Center for Ideation and Invention, we have an investment made to really move forward manufacturing in what's called Industry 4.0, you know, smart robotics that are making lean manufacturing an area that our employers really can compete in, but they need the workforce to do it. So within our Campana Center, you'll find state-of-the-art machinery that our students are training on programs in order to fill these jobs within advanced manufacturing. We're one of three community colleges in the state that have received a federal grant through the Department of Defense to make that further investment, because we know that's where the future is going. That's where the future jobs are. That's where the future of manufacturing is at, particularly as we're seeing more manufacturing come back to the United States. And so Ohio and Lorain County are going to be at the forefront of that.
Tracy, on the sort of more personal front, I noticed, too, you recently had nearly two dozen people graduate from the LPN program. Can you talk a little bit about that and how valuable that resource is?
Certainly, particularly in this last year, right? As you know, our programs really do build the fabric of this community when it comes to first responders and the heroes that have been out there serving. Our LPN program is one example of that. It was our summer graduation that you're mentioning with the 22 nurses for the pinning ceremony. But we have one of the highest quality rated nursing programs in the state of Ohio, in addition to other first responders, whether that be our police academy, which is going on right now, as well as, you know, areas within the healthcare system. So we're really proud of being able to build first responders, teachers, those that are serving on the front lines in our community, and whether they're teaching our children or they're at the bedside, particularly over the course of this past year. We see more important than ever that we're turning out a high-quality healthcare workforce across Lorain County.
Tracy Green, our guest this morning, Lorain County Community College. Their fall semester starts August 23rd. Lots of things that they have, not only for education, but for the community as well. And good place that a lot of folks use the facility for different things that are taking place. Lorain County Community College, LorainCCC.edu is a good place to go for that. Tracy, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.